Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where you can overview of everything that happened in the week in nerdy comics, television, movies, and news. We tell you what it means, why you should be excited about it. No spoiler warning, because we're going to be talking about SAC anime this weekend, an anime convention in Sacramento, in case you didn't get that. Explicit content warning, though. They'll probably be cussing, so this material may not be suitable for all listeners.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, I don't know what's happening.
Sorry.
Technical difficulties, everyone. Bear with us.
It's just our monitoring. They can't hear it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So, I hope everyone had a good week this week, because you know the Nerdy Boys did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was a long weekend.
It was.
Now we're exhausted.
I am exhausted. Like, I usually always go to bed between, like, I don't know, 10 and 12, like somewhere in that range usually. Sometimes maybe 9:30, depending on how tired I am. But it's like going on 6 right now, and I feel like going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm real tired as well.
Yeah, we walked a lot, like probably close to 10 miles, I would assume. You have a new Fitbit that you bought this week.
I do, yeah. Today we walked almost 3 miles. Yesterday we walked almost 8 miles, so
yeah, so you know, like 10, like I said.
Yeah.
It's a lot of walking, guys. A lot of walking. Before we get into the con, we have some simple, you know, guides and tips to your con experiences.
Yeah. So for those of you who are not sure what you want to buy at cons, not sure you have enough money to buy certain things, I have a simple guide for you. You don't have to buy all these things, but these are the three things I would look for. The first is a piece of local art. There are plenty of artists. Go to the artist alley. Find a piece you like. Cheap, $10, $15. You support a local artist and you get a beautiful thing to hang on your wall. Second thing would be something practical, something you can wear, something you can use, a hat, a t-shirt. Cons have like their own shirts, like SAC Anime 2017 Winter Edition or whatever, that you can buy. If you cosplay, you can buy a cosplay item, things like that. Not going to run you can, you know, $25, maybe less, probably less. You can get something like that. The third thing would be something collectible. That is maybe run you a little more expensive, but like Scott was saying, maybe like, you know, a pendant or something.
Yeah.
Something just...
A pop even?
Yeah, a pop that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
You can buy like busts, like statue busts for like under $50. So if you don't have a lot of money to spend on things like that, like a lot of people who have money will go like spend $300+ at the con or whatever, but obviously if you don't have a lot of money, you're spending $50 for a weekend, you're paying for gas, you're paying for parking, you might not have very much money to spend on stuff, don't know what to buy, those are the things I would suggest looking at.
Now, other than that, you know, you obviously have, you know, your autograph sections as well. That's a definite recommendation. If there's somebody there that you know and like from, you know, a favorite show or, you know, a voice actor or a live actor, you know, go meet them. Do the meet and greet, get the autograph if you have the money for it. Definitely do that as well. But the other side to go into cons is cosplaying, and that's where my guide comes in. I have a longer and more extensive version of this guide on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, under the blog section. Make sure you guys go check that out. You know, leave your thoughts and opinions. I have an updated, more, you know, that was more of the beginner guide. And now I'm going to be coming out with like an intermediate sort of guide, certain things, you know, tips and tricks, whatever, you know, you want to take it as.
Right.
But, you know, the beginner guide is pretty much as follows. Make sure when you're cosplaying that you definitely make sure that you really do like who you are. And make sure you do a lot of advanced preparation. Like, don't really try. I mean, you can if you want to, but I would not recommend, you know, doing like last week, last minute cosplays.
Yeah.
Like, they're never really going to turn out quite how you envisioned it or you wanted it to. And you know, whether or not you're happy with what you're wearing could definitely have a positive or negative effect on your con experience overall, you know, and, you know, just, you know, cosplaying in general. It opened our eyes to a different sort of con experience. You know, we've been going for years to cons, to various cons, anime, comic book conventions, whatever have you, but we had never really cosplayed. And then this last year, 2016, we started cosplaying for the very first time, and it just opened our eyes to a whole another possibility of, like, for an experience. And it's just the best decision we've ever made to really get into it. And this is what, our third or fourth time cosplaying now?
Yeah.
Third, yes. Third.
I think fourth.
Fourth. Okay, we'll just go with the number four.
No, it is our third.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but back to the guide. When you're preparing, make sure you do, like, kind of like, you know, like a sketch idea of, like, what you want to do, and then make a rough draft. And you really do want to make this in, like, the weeks before, even months. Yeah. So that way you can try it on and you can get your friends' opinions to make sure that, you know, you're looking good and the best you could possibly do, so you can make adjustments if you need to make adjustments. You know, whatever have you. And, you know, that's just basically a simple guide, but there's so much more, you know, and I'm going to be going into that, you know, whether, you know, it's even training, how to eat for the con, you know.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing and what you want to look like. And, yeah, you know, exactly. It's a lot like getting prepared for, like, a movie role.
Yeah, exactly. So. I mean, it really is. And then there's, like, so many other things that go into it. Like, you know, what poses are you going to do? Like, there's, like, and those are things, you know, we're just kind of learning. Well, I was really experiencing, you know, in my own mind with this, this con, you know, is just, like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, what pose should I do? Like, should I just, like, stand there, like, you know, just standing still, like, do something? I mean, like, what do you want to do? And that's all things that you should be preparing for ahead of time.
Right.
Definitely. But yeah, let's just get into, you know, our con experience at SAC Anime this year, the winter edition.
Yes. So Saturday was the first day we went. We got 3-day passes, but it's cheaper to buy 3-day passes than to buy 2 individual day passes.
Yeah. We never go Friday because usually no point. There's not enough people. Yeah, no people are there for autographs or anything or any of that stuff.
So Wizard World, I think we went Friday, Saturday. I don't think we went Sunday.
Did we go Friday?
Yeah, we went, because I took that Friday off, I remember, so we went. But it doesn't start till, like, later in the day anyway, like 3, 4 o'clock on
Friday. I think we mainly went there just to kind of get an understanding of, like, the layout.
And there weren't a lot of people there.
Get our passes so we don't have to do it in the morning. That's another great tip, is if you have time on a Friday, go get your passes, go get your wristband. Go get, you know, your lanyard and all that stuff, and maybe even take just a quick walk around. You don't have to really shop. You have to do all that stuff, like, you know, just kind of get familiarize yourself with the layout of the con and where different places are for potential meet and greets or, you know, Q&A's and whatnot.
Yeah, like, if you pre-reg, it's not that big of a deal because, like, there's almost no lines for pre-reg. But if you didn't and you need to buy tickets on site, you're going to be waiting in line for a long time.
Definitely always try to pre-reg as well.
Yeah, and you save money. So,
yeah. But yeah, we just went Saturday and Sunday this time. We went with Ashley and nephew Nicholas.
Yes. So yesterday you cosplayed as an Akatsuki member.
Yep, Akatsuki.
Yes, Akatsuki.
Yes.
You went as Deadpool disguised as an Akatsuki member.
Yes, because, you know, in the comic books and whatnot, Deadpool often disguises himself as different roles and whatnot, you know, breaking the fourth wall, that whole kind of theme, really. And I've never really actually seen anybody do it an Akatsuki member. I mean, I'm sure somebody has done it somewhere, but from the reaction that I got, like, nobody at Sacramento Anime has ever fucking seen it, so I'm guessing... I'm not going to say I'm the original person to do it because I'm sure there has to have been somebody. Right. But, you know, it's not very often that people do it as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was Deadpool disguised as an Akatsuki member from Naruto, in case you don't know who that is. And Deadpool's from Marvel Comics, in case you didn't know that. And if you didn't know that, you're in the wrong place.
Yes.
Akatsuki member is part of a criminal organization from the anime Naruto. You know, basically, I'm not going to go too much into it, but yeah. That's who I was.
And by the way, Akatsuki members were out in force for this.
For real, dude. Like, last anime, there was, like, maybe, like, a handful. Like, maybe five people wearing, like, Akatsuki robes in some way or another, including one being me and then one being my friend Mikey that came with us, you know? And, yeah, just, like... There's two right there. So there's like really only a couple other people that we've seen in Akatsuki robes. And dude, they were everywhere this time. There's like groups of five people walking around in Akatsuki robes. Like so many people, even more so today than yesterday. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. It was nice. You know, I love seeing Naruto characters for sure.
Yep. And I went as Spider-Man Noir, which is like a 1930s-ish Spider-Man. He's in the comics. He has his own series. He was in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, things like that. One person recognized me, but that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You have to know what another part of the guide. You have to know what event you're going to. And if you're looking for recognition, for people to come up to you and want to take pictures with you and be like, oh, dude, that's such a cool, you know, outfit, do something that's known. And, like, you know people know this person, like, such as Deadpool, such as Spider-Man, such as a Naruto character, such as, you know, things like that. And it's not a knock on your cosplay at all because I thought it was sick, but obviously I know who that is.
Right.
You know, maybe people from anime conventions... You know, I mean, not to say that they're not into regular Marvel, DC comics.
It's a different fandom.
Yeah, it is a different fandom, and it's not guaranteed that anybody there is going to even know who you are.
Right, and even if they had an inkling, like maybe they suspected, like that people don't want to seem stupid by calling it out, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's Spider-Man Noir, and then I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, know, exactly. Like that guy that I took a picture with, like deadass looked at me and was like, thanks, Spider-Man, and I was like...
Yeah, Scott thought he was talking to me.
Yeah, dude, that's why I was like, oh,
like, I thought he was talking to me for a second, too, and I looked at him. I was about to say thank you. He was looking right at Scott, and I was like, all right.
That's so awkward because I was Deadpool, not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they don't even look anything alike. Like, their mask looked nothing alike.
And this is part of your guide, I believe, already, too, but know what you're wearing because it gets hot as fuck.
Yes, dude. Those like body suits and stuff.
You
like,
can't barely
man,
see.
Yeah, you can hardly see. If you can get a suit with goggles in them, or more, you know, seeable eye pieces or whatever.
That don't fog up. Yeah, because mine fogged up.
Yeah, dude. Like it was like, and like the compression suit was like really pushing down on my nose, and my nose actually started hurting and stuff. And I was like, make sure you have like a detachable mask where you can, you know, take a breather for a couple of minutes every, you know, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. I was walking out like for hours at a time, you know what I mean? Like, just like sitting there suffering. I was like, oh my God. I was like, well, this is the one I chose.
And we walked
a
lot yesterday.
Yeah.
The other costume I was going to do was Deadpool disguised as Kylo Ren, kind of going with the same theme. But I just figured it would be way too hot in that. Because it's, like, the Deadpool costume plus, like, a heavy, like, gown-ish thing that he wears plus another, like, scarf thing over that plus the helmet. So, yeah.
So, it was pretty awesome because, like, I mean, we're not, like, you know, super, super famous. I mean, we're pretty famous, but we're not super famous. We don't get, like, a ton of Instagram likes. But, like, every time we go to, like, a con and stuff, maybe we just hashtag everything so right. But, like... Man, we had so many likes, and, like, let me just, like, okay, by the way, if you guys aren't following us on social media, you guys, I mean, what are you guys doing with your life, first off?
Yeah.
So, go follow us on Instagram, you can go like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter as well, all the pictures, we're gonna put them on Facebook, we're not gonna put them on Twitter, because you can only do one at a time, it takes way too fucking long, fuck that shit. I tried to do it like two cons ago, I was like, dude, we had like over like almost 200 pictures. I was like, no fucking way, dude.
Yeah,
no way.
I think before the weekend, I had like 200 pictures in my phone. Now I have like over 500.
Yeah.
So,
so some of my favorite ones, you guys should definitely go check these out. So badass. And then, you know, you can actually see my costume as well. Let me know what you guys think, if there's any sort of improvements. So the one that got the most likes is actually one of my favorite ones, was with me with like the main character from One Piece. Pretty sick, great pose. One of my other favorite ones was Aang's from Avatar, Legend of Korra, actually. It's
Tenzin.
Tenzin and his eldest daughter.
I think that is supposed to be Aang, just because of the beard. Like Tenzin's beard is more like just
no, that's supposed to be Tenzin. Trust. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Tenzin. Maybe it is supposed to be Aang. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, they're doing like the classic airbender, like fist to fist thing. And I'm like, I'm like sitting there just like standing next to them doing the same exact thing, kind of like impersonating them. It's pretty hilarious. Another favorite one was, you know, the Jack in the Box head guy from, you know, obviously the American fast food chain. Yeah, he's disguised as Gandalf. The gray.
That was an awesome costume.
What else was there? There's like some pretty good ones. Let's see.
Yeah, and by the way, you guys can see all of these pictures on our Instagram and Facebook. So, if you want to see like all the different cosplayers that were there as well, there are a lot of Overwatch characters and things like that.
Oh yeah, I loved it. Oh, my favorite one, hands down. So I ran into some other Deadpool characters, and I apparently just missed the fucking like Deadpool meetup. Such bullshit. Dude, they should make announcements at these cons.
There was a Deadpool meetup. There was a Naruto meetup.
Yeah, I was not staying until 5 yesterday to do it.
I also got invited to the Naruto meetup somehow.
Interesting. But yeah, she did. It was like posed like I'm standing there, kind of like covering my face, like oh my god, and like she's doing like the Thousand Years of Pain jutsu, which anybody familiar with Naruto will understand. Go check out the pictures, they're great. They're all on Instagram, got tons of them, like about 40-50 pictures maybe. We still have to upload all the ones from today, even more.
Yeah,
but we'll finish
talking about Saturday first.
Yeah.
So how much did you enjoy Saturday besides the heat and things like that?
I enjoyed it, you know, except for a mishap, but we're not going to talk about that really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was hot and, you know, it was a learning experience and definitely just something that you obviously like. So my Deadpool costume is a one piece costume that zips up from the top of the head to like the middle of my back.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the mask is not detachable. So in order for me to get a breather, I got to take off the suit. And that's just so much work. And I almost thought about just, you know, switching back into like the regular Kotsky member that I had planned to do. Yeah. But then you
had a renewed sense of self when you saw how good the pictures looked and the response you were getting from people. So tell everyone about how you got your wristband put over your one-piece suit.
Oh, my fucking God. Make sure that you plan out your cosplays accordingly. So if you have a one-piece suit, there is a way to take off the suit without destroying the wristband. So you're going to have to take it all off, and then you're going to have to like fucking like inch the suit through the fucking wrist, dude. Like, I literally took off the entire suit with it just barely on my hand with the wristband over it, because, you know, you have to have a wristband. And we pulled the entire suit through the wristband.
Yeah, it worked.
It took a minute, but, you know, it was just like annoying. We're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, it was like, do I have to cut off the arm piece of the suit? Which, I mean, could have worked, you know, like you could have made it work, especially with Deadpool, you know, having to resew on his limbs all the time or whatever, or resew his suit together, or whatever it is. So you could have made it work, but yeah. So that was pretty much all of Saturday. We didn't buy anything Saturday, just kind of walked around. Jamie Page, the guy who sang the Pokemon theme, was there. We saw him. We didn't talk to him. A bunch of Power Rangers, like David Yost, were there.
Yeah, like always. Like, they're usually always there. Yeah. Ashley was... fuck.
Pointy ear bastard.
Oh, dude, I forgot his name. Damn it. Ooh. He's the Sand Village Ninja with the puppets. Ugo Bugo. Damn it, I forgot his name. Anyways, yeah. And then
Nicholas was a Lego Ninjago.
Oh, yeah, he was. Kai. Yes, he was Kai from Ninjago. He didn't even wear his mask.
He looks really good with the mask on. I don't know why he didn't wear it, but.
Yeah, because Nicholas, I don't know, like, he gets, like, irritated being, like, too hot and stuff, so he did not wear his full thing. So, the main event,
yes. Today,
the moment everyone has been waiting for.
So, we were going to do a couple different costumes today. We really just settled on our OGs. Well, I did OG Hogwarts student. Nicholas, for the first time, was a Hogwarts student from Hufflepuff. I'm a Ravenclaw, of course. And Ashley and Scott debuted some new costumes.
Yes, we did our Harry Potter Quidditch uniforms featuring Gryffindor versus Slytherin.
Yeah.
And they were fantastic. So well done. Ashley made both of our broomsticks.
Yeah,
she actually gave me that for Christmas as my Christmas present, along with like all like the padding and stuff. They're just, you know, basic, you know, rollerblade pad, like elbow pads, wrist guards,
shin guards.
knee pads, and then they bought me red Adidas soccer shin guards, actually. Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, which is cool because, like, you know, kind of gives that sporting feeling, like, you know. Cause,
like, the real, like, if Quidditch was a real sport, like, the
sponsors
would have.
Was sponsored by Adidas. No big deal. I'm a famous freaking Quidditch player, you know. But, dude, they were a smash hit, dude. People were constantly stopping us. That was, like, the best feeling in the world because usually, you know, we do get some people stopping us, but we've never had that many people us.
And surprisingly today, like, I think there were more people that were Hufflepuffs and Ravenclaws than Gryffindor and Slytherin that stopped us.
Dude, like one person, now I know how you feel. Like one person said, oh, yeah, Gryffindor. Yeah. I love Gryffindor.
And Slytherin, I think, was the same. But then there were like two.
Dude, there's like a couple people, like three people. But like, everybody loved Nicholas.
Everybody loved Hufflepuff.
Well, because he's a cute little kid and everybody's like, oh, look at the little Hufflepuff. And I was like, damn you little shit. Stealing all my fame.
Yeah.
And then, dude, they're surprisingly, like, because this is, like, so, like, out of the ordinary, there's never any Ravenclaws, because guess what? There's no good Ravenclaws.
To be fair, the Ravenclaws there were weird as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they weren't even, like, normal-ass, like, cool people, you know? Like, Ravenclaws, like, value learning and stuff. You can tell these people don't value learning.
Yeah, like, there was, like, a weird guy that was, like,
banging his cousin or
something. He was, what's Ron's brother's name? Like the
Charlie.
Yes, sorry. I'm so terrible with names, guys. If you guys have ever listened to our podcast, you probably already know this. Forget everybody's name. I suck with names. Yes, but he was cosplayed as Charlie. He had like the red wig with a little Gryffindor scarf and a wand and like little stuffed pet dragons. He's a little weird, but, you know, he was like, oh, funny thing is, you guys with the broomsticks, did you know Charlie was, it was thought that he was, like, the Quidditch captain for Gryffindor before Oliver Wood was, and I was like,
interesting.
Good on you, mate. I was like, wicked.
Yeah, we always forget to use our accents when we're addressed as Hogwarts students.
That's all right.
But no, yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I can't wait because I thought the Quidditch idea was so spectacular and like how awesome I felt we looked. I can't wait. I haven't even looked through the pictures to be honest with you, but like I know like me and Ashley looked freaking sick.
Yeah, and we're gonna post them all later. And I did like a little edit on one of their pictures too, so it looks pretty cool. Hopefully
pretty sick. So hoping, well, I don't know if Nicholas will do it because I don't know. He kind of likes the cons. He just more or less likes going because he usually gets stuff.
Yeah. He was real excited for about an hour today. And like, he was actually going up to a bunch of people asking for pictures.
He's like more outgoing for getting pictures than Christian is. Like Christian will not ask people. I have to go and I just have to like guess on who people, which ones like Christian will actually want to take a picture with. And then I have to go ask him like, hey Christian, did you want to get in this picture? I try my best.
Nicholas will go up to people that aren't even in costume and be like, can I get a picture with you?
Well, yeah, because he'll like notice like a piece of apparel that like, he likes.
Pikachu will be on their shirt and I want a picture, but
he's a cute little kid. What do you expect? Yeah.
But he got tired after about an hour.
Yeah. I think he was hungry and tired and, it was Sunday and it was raining really bad today, so we were pretty done within 2 hours. And, you know, we got a ton of photo ops, and I thought our costumes, I thought all of our costumes looked good, especially mine and Ashley's, you know, being the Quidditch. I would love for all of us to be. I don't think Nicholas would actually do it, but I know you would do it, of course. Yeah. The pads do get kind of hot and, like, kind of constrict in your limbs a little bit and, like, get very tight. It's just all about pacing yourself in these cons. Like, you know, if you know you're getting tired, you're getting hot, it's okay to sit down and kind of take off your costume a little bit and just chill out for like, you know, 10-20 minutes, you know, and then put it back on and get back to it. You know, it's not a big deal if you take breaks and stuff and take off your costume and just walk around for a little bit. It really is not a big deal.
Yeah, yesterday I took off my costume about halfway through the day. I was thinking about putting it back on later, but we didn't even stay long enough to do it. I just took off the top parts and whatever. I just had a regular Nerdy Boys Reviews t-shirt on, and that looked pretty cool. And I just kept my jeans and my boots. And
Well, I mean, we were there pretty long, but not, I guess not.
Well,
long
yesterday after. We were there from like 10:30 to like 3:30.
Like almost 4? Yeah. Yeah, because it was like a half hour before 4, and Ashley was staying for the raffle that she didn't win.
Yeah.
Sucker.
So, but yeah, no, yeah, I think, I think it's like the most fun when we are doing like our Harry Potter students, Hogwarts students things, because like a lot of people recognize it and it's a lot of fun. Like people want pictures with you and
yeah. So yeah, if you're like a person like, not I'm not trying to like put in a rude way like attention seeking or whatever, but like if you're really wanting people to come up to you to come get pictures with you because you want to get like recognized for your hard work on your cosplay, do somebody that's recognizable, like people know who that is, like, you know, obviously Overwatch characters, Harry Potter
there were a lot
characters,
of Overwatch characters,
mainstream characters such as Naruto and stuff like that,
especially
you know.
Anime cons, like for like Wizard Worlds and things like that, like probably superhero would be the best choice.
Yeah.
Like we're planning on doing some stuff in the future that are more superhero based, and we'll be unveiling all of that pretty shortly in this upcoming year. We do have a lot of plans for 2017, guys, so please stay tuned, and we're hoping to launch some new things soon. So
yeah, it's a lot of exciting news that we just got to iron out the details before we unveil it to you guys, but trust us, you know, we do have lots of plans to let you guys in on. Just stick with us. We promise that they are coming. A lot of new exciting content, a lot of new, you know, just things. That's all we can tell you at the moment, really.
We've had some inquiries about merchandise and T-shirts and stuff. So we'll probably be launching a campaign soon for that. Let you know where you can get them and try to get you a good price on it. So,
but as far as SAC Anime, that's all we have, right?
I think so. There are a lot of other, like, popular cosplayers from this area there. So, like, if you guys are ever, you know, if you guys follow a lot of Instagrams, like, local Sacramento cosplayers, go to these conventions. You'll meet them. A lot of them are really nice. They're not all assholes. So, check that stuff out.
I will. I do have a story, though. Yeah. So, someone we follow on Instagram, Mr. Trent. He pied me for a photo op. He was busy, and to be fair, I was, like, dressed. You know, he can't see who I am, obviously, because I was wearing the Deadpool costume. Yeah. And I just called out his name. I didn't even think he heard me. Then he turned around. But he's about to get on the escalator, to be fair, and he's probably going to go do something real quick. And I asked him for a photo real quick, and he's like, no. And I was just like, damn.
But
that's
then
embarrassing.
Today.
But then today, we got a photo with him, but I don't even think he recognized us, really, until we're going to post him on it. And then I'm going to say that he pied me. Oh, I'm going to let him know.
Oh, you're going to let him in on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always has sick cosplays, though. You guys should go follow
him.
Yeah,
he does. He does great stuff, so.
I don't know what his Instagram is called. Let me see if I can find it just real quick. Just bear with me for just a second.
Ashley's calling me, but I'm not going to answer because my phone's way over there.
It's all right. It's all right. So, yeah, but make sure you guys are following all of us. Us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. We have a website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com.
Yeah.
There's lots of cool features. Christian posts his weekly buy list every week and gives small reviews on them. We have a blog section where we post articles on different various topics. We also have a forum section where you guys can go and start our own forum if you guys ever want to interact with us. You can also email us, and there's all of our social media links on the website. As well as that, there's a link to
Reality Comics.
Yes, Reality Comics, social media for nerds. And if you guys are, you know, have listened to us before, you know that we're going to give a shout out to Nerd Variety Show Podcast, just another nerd podcast that we're planning on collaborating with soon. So make sure you guys go check them out. They're on podbean.com and on iTunes as well.
Yeah, I believe they've had some technical difficulties lately. They haven't put some new content out in maybe a week or so or 2 weeks, but they are swell people. So check out their podcast as well. Also on Instagram, check out one of our friends, tallcan_spank. He is an artist. He did our art for our logo and everything.
Yes.
And he does a lot of great art. So check him out, guys, and show him some love.
Also, Trent's Instagram name, I found it, is BigTrent07. So make sure you guys go follow him. He does lots of great cosplays. If you guys are interested in looking at cosplays, it's Power Rangers, Batman, various things. He was Luke Cage today.
Yeah.
A lot of things. So make sure you guys go check it out. I think that's all we got for you guys this week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. One more thing. So we ran our poll, like we said that we were, And it turns out that Star Wars A New Hope won that poll, so we'll be doing a podcast on that pretty soon.
Yeah. Yep. No specified date yet. We will be doing that. Our shows do come back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. For those of you who are going to continue to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we'll probably still watch it. We're not going to be talking about it anymore. That comes back this following week, I believe.
Yeah, if like something major happens, obviously we're going to be watching the show, but you know, we might mention it, but we're not going to go into full on detail anymore. You know, we're just having to make cutbacks on the shows to make room for other shows. And that made, you know, did not make the cut. So,
yep.
Sorry. Saw's kid. But yeah, we'll still be doing all the CW shows along with Gotham.
Yes.
As far as we know.
Yep. So, we didn't talk about any news in this podcast, so we'll catch up on that next week or sometime, but just a piece of news for that. All four CW shows, Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends have been renewed again.
So, oh, yes. Sick. Wicked.
Yep.
All right, guys. That's all we got for you guys this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you guys stuck with us, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Make sure you guys rate and subscribe the podcast. Give us some feedback, good or bad. Does not matter. It's all good for us.
Yep.
Share us with your friends on any social media. Definitely appreciate it. You can always welcome to interact with us, to follow us on Twitter and shoot us a tweet saying, hey, man, love the new podcast. I hope some of the guides were helpful, and I hope you guys enjoyed our stories on our con adventures. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we got one simple message for you, and that's stay nerdy, boys.